First Chronicles, chapter 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of Yahweh under curtains. And then Nathan said to David, Do all that is in your heart, because Yahweh is with you. And it came to pass the same night that the word of Yahweh came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David, my servant, Thus says Yahweh, You will not build me a house to dwell in, because I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel to this day, but have gone from tent to tent and from tabernacle to tabernacle. Wherever I have walked with all Israel, I spoke a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedars? Now, therefore, you shall say thus to my servant David, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I took you from the dwelling place of shepherds, from following the sheep, so that you would be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you've walked, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. I will also ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they will dwell in their place, and will be moved no more. Neither will the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges over my people Israel, moreover I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore, I tell you that Yahweh will build you a house. And it will come to pass, when your days are expired, that you must go with your forefathers, that I will raise up your seed after you, which will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He will build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he will be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before you. But I will settle him in my house, and in my kingdom forever, and his throne will be established forevermore. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And David the king came and sat before Yahweh and said, Who am I, O Yahweh Elohim, and what is my house that you've brought me here to this place? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O Yahweh, for you've also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Yahweh Elohim. What can David speak more to you for the honor of your servant, because you know your servant? O Yahweh, for your servant's sake, and according to your own heart, have you done all this greatness in making known all these great things. Yahweh, there is none like you, neither is there any Elohim beside you, according to all that we've heard with our ears. And what nation in the earth is like your people Israel, whom Yahweh went to redeem, to be his own people, to make you a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you've redeemed out of Egypt? For your people, Israel, did you make your own people forever, and you, Yahweh, became their Elohim. Therefore, now, Yahweh, let the thing that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as you have said. Let it even be established that your name may be magnified forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is the Elohim of Israel, an Elohim to Israel, and the house of David your servant established before you. For you, O my Elohim, have told your servant that you will build him a house. Therefore your servant has found to pray before you in his heart. And now, Yahweh, you are Elohim, and have promised this goodness to your servant. Therefore now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, so that it may be before you forever. For you do bless, O Yahweh, and blessed forever. End of chapter.